struggled with it. What is the iPhone, 20 years old now? Something like that. We've all struggled with the idea of having this device in our hand that we told would free us, give us freedom, and really it's nothing more than an electronic tether. And, of course, the big companies figured out how to use these devices to monetize them in the best way possible. And so when you dedicate your time and so forth to social media, they get your data, they get your time, your attention. That's how they monetize. And they get your kids to train them to believe things that may or may not be true. Claire Morrell is a policy analyst at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, where she works on EPPC's big tech project. Claire, good to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell me about the danger. I mean, we've all wrestled with this. I'm a parent, you know, and I have, you know, one teenager currently. And we struggle with, you know, things that they're told and, you know, the ups and the downs because people are being judged constantly and then they're being devoured by social media companies and being told that up is down and left is right and so on and so forth. It's a dangerous place run by very crafty and cunning adults to lure in children in a variety of ways, I think. What are your thoughts?
Yes, absolutely. Social media and smartphones are very dangerous for kids. They're highly addictive and really full of extremely harmful, inappropriate content for children. But you're right. Sadly, these technologies have become the world we live in, the air that we breathe for our children. And so as parents, it's really on us to be on guard and take action to protect our kids. And so these companies are out to addict them, and we as parents are going to have to protect our children. And that is why the Ethics and Public Policy Center, we released our Parents Guide to Technology this past week to try to empower parents, educate them about these harms, and help them think through having conversations with their kids, putting appropriate boundaries in place around technology, and then using practical tools like the filtering software or parental controls as well to protect our kids from this harmful content.
So when you get to those, and I want to talk about that for a moment, the parental controls that are available, do they really work, or are they just another extension of, you know, dipping into the data pool, if you will?
No, it raises a good point. I don't think that the parental controls that are built into a lot of these, particularly social media apps, are all that effective. You know, Instagram recently said, we have new parental controls, but the parental controls flow from the child to the parent. Like, the teenager has to give consent for their parent to be on their account, to have that access or control, rather than flowing from parent to child the way that it should. And so I think a lot of the parental controls social media companies have put in place are more of a ruse. They don't actually really protect children that much. They certainly don't shield them from harmful content. And so in this guide, we recommend outside parental control options that you can purchase softwares that are really built to filter out bad content or to block, you know, contacts your child may receive from unknown people and things like that. And so I think it's the best option that we have currently, and I'm not saying that that's what it should be, but I think to try to use what is available is important. But also, you know, tools are not a silver bullet. Parents are really going to have to actively monitor their kids.
Yeah, Claire Morrell is here, policy analyst, Ethics and Public Policy Center. So we do have to monitor it. Let's be honest. A lot of parents just use that as an electronic babysitter, right?
Right.
Yeah. So so there's the danger because everybody else, well, you know, just go watch. Stop bothering me, because they want to look at their own damn device, and so they send the kids off to look at theirs. And next thing you know, we're all zombies looking at these devices, being led around by the nose. Getting talk about misinformation. It flows steadily out of these machines, electronic garbage, right?
Absolutely. And you know, you hit the nail on the head. It really starts with us as parents, how we're using technology and modeling that for our kids. Our kids are watching us, and if they see us constantly glued to our screens, you know, they're going to copy that behavior. And so a lot of the things that we outline in this guide are really pressing parents to do the hard work of having these conversations with their kids about technology early and often, and putting boundaries around technology in the home, not just for the kids, but for the parents as well, saying we shouldn't have phones at the dinner table,
exactly.
Putting devices away before bedtime, things like that, that try to create space and time together as a family that these smartphones are really sucking us away from. And so you're right. It's really on us as parents. It's going to be hard work. And, you know, this is controversial, but I would say parents should know and feel encouraged to not allow their children to have social media. I mean, there's really no reason that a minor or teen needs to be on these accounts. And the same with the smartphone. I don't think our children need smartphones. I mean, they feel like that maybe because of their friends.
But here's the deal. Yeah, they all have their friends at school have, you know, smartphones and social media accounts. And so if they don't, they're, you know, an outcast or something. So they've created this whole environment, this electronic delusion of somehow you have to be connected, otherwise you're nobody, right? I'll give you the last word.
No, absolutely. And I think that's why, while it's the onus has been on parents now to protect their kids, there are things that Congress should do to empower parents to not have to pick all those individual battles for their kids, to recognize as a society that these are harmful to our children. We don't need to have these kids on these accounts. And so they could put an age limit and say, you know, the age right now is 13, raise that to 18 and say minors shouldn't be on these. And that would really help parents be empowered to protect their kids by holding really the social media companies accountable to keep minors off their platforms.
All right, Claire, we'll greatly appreciate the conversation. It's something I think we're all acutely aware of, and that's the need to get away from these devices more often. Claire, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Still to come today, Patrick Marley, Ron Rademacher, Jeffrey Allen Ford, Genius of the Year, back for a return engagement. We'll have him a bit later as well here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.